A political shakeup is coming in Alexandria. City Councilmember Aaliyah Gaskins won the Democratic primary for mayor yesterday, defeating two opponents, effectively becoming mayor-elect as she faces no opposition in November. Gaskins is going to be the first black woman to serve as Alexandria's mayor, and she's going to take over for outgoing mayor Justin Wilson, who decided not to run for re-election.
Well, joining us live is Councilmember Aaliyah Gaskins. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us after your primary victory yesterday. Wondering if you have any thoughts on the historical nature of this. You're going to be the first black woman to hold this position, especially given that we are celebrating Juneteenth today.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be with you. And yes, it is not lost on me that today we're celebrating Juneteenth. We're celebrating freedom and so much in our country today. I mean, for me, I am just deeply humbled and filled with gratitude and excited about the future of our city, but also thinking about my daughter and other little girls like her and the fact that, you know, how important representation is and how much it matters, and that she'll get to see her mom and a woman who looks just like her leading and lifting up her voice to make things better for others.
What is that general message that you say? It really does sound inspiring when you put it like that, the message that you're putting out that you just said. Can you expand a little bit about that, given especially, like we said, it's Juneteenth? It seems like a pretty significant and impactful thing happening there.
It is. This is a historic election, and I am grateful to be making history. You know, I'll tell you the truth. That's not the reason why I ran. I ran because there are issues that need fixing in our community. But to be able to, you know, we are a city that used to be the hub of trading slaves in our country. And here we are having a new leader who is bringing a message that is about inclusion, about prosperity, and about growth and a way of creating a city that works for all of us.
You're obviously going to hit the ground running after November. What's going to be your number one priority as mayor when you have been as a city council member? You want to work really hard on that one day when you look back and realize how much you've given to the Alexandria community already?
Yeah, number one priority has got to be focusing on diversifying our tax base. The reality is we have a lot of challenges and needs, whether that's housing, public safety, addressing climate change, or infrastructure, but we have to find new ways to pay for it, and that requires us to find new sources of revenue. So I'm excited to work with my colleagues to hopefully in January launch an economic development summit where we can begin to put together a citywide plan to move us forward.
So you'll be taking over after that deal to build a new arena in Alexandria for the Capitals and Wizards fell through. The idea was to build the arena in the Potomac Yard area. With the arena deal no longer in play, what will happen with Potomac Yard? Do you have any thoughts, any initiatives you're going to want to work on with that?
Yeah, I think one of the best things about the last several months and the conversation around the arena is that no one in our community has been shy about telling us what they want to see at Potomac Yard. Over and over and over again, I continue to hear it's entertainment, it's, you know, green space, it's housing, it's retail and restaurants. And so now the work before us is really figuring out how we bring that vision to life. If it's not arena, then what is the right catalyst that will help spur that vision into a reality?
So are you expecting that to happen, and will it happen as part of your leadership?
I am expecting that it will happen as part of my leadership. I know it won't happen overnight. You know, we don't own the site, but I believe that the record I've had of results, but also the record I've had of building partnerships both in our city and across our region, will help us move it forward.
Okay. Councilmember Aaliyah Gaskins, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.